The third Mishnah says, "Halomid mechaver parakachad." Someone who learns from his friend, parakachad, one parak, one chapter. I halacha achas, one halacha. I pasuk echad, one pasuk. I dibur echad, one statement. Afila ois achas, even one letter. Tzarach lenig by kavod. You have to treat that person with respect. Shekem etzinu b'David Malach Yisrael. That's what we find that David, the Malach Yisrael, shele lamad ma'achi toifel. He only learned from Achi Toifel. Shnei dvarim b'vad. Ela shnei dvarim b'vad. All he learned was two things. V'karei rabbi, and he called him his rebbe. Alufai, his teacher. Umiyudai, his confidant. Shenemar. Ba'ata enoish ke'erki. You are a person who is my equal. Alufi, my teacher. Umiyudai, and my confidant. It's interesting to note that Achitofel, the person in question here, eventually became David's enemy as he joined David's son, Avshalom, in his rebellion against David. And Achitofel was a key person in this rebellion because Achitofel was a brilliant, brilliant person. And the Pasuk says that his suggestions, his advice, his strategies were equivalent in brilliance as if someone asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. That's the language of the Pasuk, which is pretty amazing. Meaning to say, like, as if you asked a Navi or you asked the Urim V'tumim, asking Achitofel's advice had that level of success. And he gave advice to Avshalom, and would Avshalom have followed his advice, David would have been killed and the war would have been lost. But Hashem intervened and caused Avshalom to ignore Achitofel's advice. And at that point, actually, Achitofel was so sure that Avshalom would lose, which he did, that he took his own life. He killed himself. Now, he betrayed David to such a great degree, and he was, in addition, a Meirid B'Malchus, right? He rebelled against the king, which itself is deserved of the death penalty. And he's classified as a Rasha who perhaps lost his portion in the world to come. Not many people who fall into that category. And this pasuk that the Mishnah is learning this halacha from is actually said by David HaMelech in Tehillim as he is davening to Hashem to save him from Achitofel's betrayal. And he curses and decries Achitofel for his rebellion. And it's right here, specifically here, where David treats Achitofel with this respect, this honor. Why? Because he taught him two things. This is amazing. What did Achitofel teach David already? So it's hinted at in the next pasuk in Tehillim. The next pasuk after this pasuk says, "Asher yachtov nam tiksoid," that together we can clarify a secret. And beveis alekim nahalech berogesh, to the house of Hashem we should go with emotion, with fervor. So he taught him. He found David learning alone. Learning Torah alone. So he taught David HaMelech that a person shouldn't learn alone. He should learn b'chavrusa, because when you learn with a chavrusa, you can catch your mistakes, you won't mess up, and you can delve deeper, you can understand better than when you learn alone. That's actually yachtov nam tiksoy. Together, we can sweeten the secrets of the Torah. And the other thing he taught him is he found him going to the Beis Medrash and walking alone. And he said, you need to go with people. And, or another version is, you need to run when you go. When you go to learn, to go to daven. That's Tashem's house. Nahalach b'rogesh. You have to travel with emotion, with fervor, demonstrating this by running. Now, compared to the amount of Torah that David HaMelech knew, and the level of Kedusha and holiness that he possessed, this wasn't all that much that he taught him. It was very little. But it required him to show respect to Achitofel, and he showed him respect. Even when he was his sworn enemy, he had betrayed him. It transgressed a sin which condemned him to death and possibly made him lose his portion in the world to come. This is a tremendous display of humility on the part of David HaMelech, but that is the holiness of every single word of the Torah. It requires respect. He had done him a tremendous favor by teaching him those two things. The Mishnah continues, Ein kavod ala tira. There's no honor other than tira. Shenemar, kavod yin chachamim yin chalu. The respect of wise people they shall inherit. V'tmimim yin chalu tayv. And the perfect people shall inherit what is good? And ein taiva la taira. The good here is referring to the Torah, because the only thing that's really good is the Torah. Shenamar ki lekach toiv nasati lachem, tairasi al tazayvu. I gave you a good purchase, a good merchandise. I gave you the Torah. Al tazayvu, don't abandon it.